Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 16 with verses 13 through 17. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." It's tough not judging others, especially when it comes to politicians, family members, or past friends. We all want to see justice in our own ways and not the truth of redemption. People want to make other people suffer, no matter the call, no matter the person involved, for at some point in our lives we have been accosted or taken advantage of or required to fill some measure a court judge told you to complete because he found you guilty of some crime and you had to do the time. We can't forgive, for we struggle with our own forgiveness of self. Jesus once said, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Jesus taught this forgiveness, but was labeled what others couldn't understand or believe. We all want a Messiah, and Jesus knows his Father in heaven must confer to your being the existence of anything divine. God himself will open your soul of salvation by this knowledge, and you too will find love, faith, and hope of grace as the reason why you forgive any and all things in his name, even if it hurts. For in this gesture, you have spoken to God's mercy of grace. Amen. Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Julian, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. She had a transplant of a liver, and we're praying for her recovery. It's been more than 3 months, Lord. She's really been going through a hard time. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born, praying for my cousin Cheryl and Joe. In precious blood of Jesus, by his name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. I should say Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Yes, I am a devout Catholic. I practice, pray, and proclaim how to become spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. So today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel, where it practices in chapter 16 with verses 13 through 17. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Messiah, Are You Our Grace? Philippi, Caesarea region went Jesus. Disciples his, he asked. Man's son say, people is who? Replying, prophet or Jeremiah, others Elijah or the Baptist tasked. Baptist of John, some say. Jeremiah or Elijah, some pray. Prophet many each day. Say you, who am I to say? Replying, Peter, Simon, in faith. Messiah are you, our grace. God's living Son we face. Replying, Jesus, with blessings one could taste. Jonah's son, Simon, you are blessed. Blood and flesh revealed not complex. You this revealed to absolutely confess. Father's heavenly message, you accept. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's April 5th, 2023. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're up with the angels today. Getting this groove on in the Word. Taking their time to find the name of Jesus. In all things, to be forgiven, to be anointed by our Lord. The Lord whispers to you the understanding of grace in all things. And some people don't always understand. Some people look at the change the world may have accomplished. But in our study tomorrow, we were going to learn who Jesus handed the keys to heaven to. And we know that that hasn't changed. Amen? So we have good day today to proclaim the name of Jesus to our friends and family and foes alike. As we close at 7:33 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John. And God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.